We're happy to have on the line with us this morning the mayor of Lorain, Mayor Jack Bradley. Good morning, Mayor. How are you today?
Good. I'm doing well so far.
Right. Well, sure. The beginning of another week. Of course, last week, I don't know when the beginning of your week last week kind of changed course. If you could take us back to the situation last week, you were planning to do the State of the City. Then you get word that the president might be coming to Lorain. How did that week work for you? Did it seem like a blur at this point?
Yeah, well, it started really the Thursday prior to the week that the president came, and I got a message from the police chief that he had been in touch with the Secret Service, and that they said the president possibly was coming to Cleveland and Lorain. And then as things developed, it turned out that he was only going to come to the city of Lorain. And so our police chief had to develop a plan to block roads and provide protection and security, and everything just started to take off.
Did you have a chance to meet one-on-one with him or as part of another group?
Actually, my family and I had a one-on-one with the president. We were the first ones, actually, that got to meet with the president as he came into the building. They brought him up to the second floor of the shipyards, and we got to meet with him. Immediately, he went to my 8-year-old granddaughter, Roma, and got down on one knee and started to talk with her. And then he got up and he introduced himself to the entire family, told me what a lucky guy I was, and how happy he was that we were welcoming him to the city of Lorain.
What's it mean for the city to have a sitting president come and be part of your history now?
Well, we know that there is $1 billion available for Great Lakes restoration, and he told us that our tomorrows were going to be better in the city of Lorain, and I have to think that that means that Lorain is going to receive some of that $1 billion to help not only the remediation of our Black River and our Lake Erie shoreline, but also with economic development in our area.
When you look at the coming year, where do you see the city headed?
Well, I see more money being invested in improving the Black River. Already, our engineers have worked with engineering firms to improve the Black River and make it ecologically safe. We've returned a lot of wildlife, bird life, fish and fowl, you might say, to that environment, and that is going to continue to be improved. But we're also looking for economic development, such as port projects in the city of Lorain.
Well, you mentioned the river and that related to sort of environment, but there's that issue now, or the thought that maybe we could be there to help refurbish and keep those submarines intact. Talk us a little bit about that and how you see that really could make an impact in the area.
Well, I was contacted, you know, in 2020 by Ed Bartlett of Bartlett Maritime, who said he had an idea about having a naval base in the city of Lorain and a depot center out there in near Youngstown and in Lordstown. And I thought it was an interesting idea, but quite frankly, I wasn't enthusiastic about it because I didn't think it would have much of a chance. But as time has gone on, it looks like it definitely does have a chance. The Navy does have a need for having more naval shipyards available for repairing these submarines. They've been decommissioned for quite some time, awaiting repairs, and I think that his idea is a good one. And we've got some support from the AFL-CIO. I gave a fact sheet to the president's staff, and I also emailed them a fact sheet about why Lorain would be a good location for that naval shipyard. And we're hoping that this continues to move along.
That's on sort of the big scale of things that would come impact economically as well. But what about the neighborhoods? How are they doing? What do you see in your in Lorain, how the neighborhoods are coming along or help that they can maybe get from some of these things?
Well, we had a lot of blighted housing in the city of Lorain. And so when I took office, I decided that if these houses were not going to be taken care of, they were beyond repair, that they were a blight to the neighborhood and that they needed to come down. So we aggressively started to perform demolitions on some of these houses. I know we've demolished probably over 60 homes in the 2 years that I've been in office, and we want to continue with that process, but we also are starting a dollar home program to encourage people to take one of these blighted homes and put some money into it, repair it, and if they do, then they can sell it at a profit or actually move into it and live in a nice home that they've received from the city for $1.
As you mentioned, you're 2 years in. The job has a lot of responsibility, a lot of time commitments. Are you still enjoying it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of activities in the community that I really enjoy. Just like yesterday, I went over to the Palace Theater. The Urban League was showing the movie Just Mercy as part of Black History Month here in the city of Lorain. And I got to interact with a lot of nice people. Of course, they always want me to get up and make a little statement or give a greeting. And I enjoy those types of things. I enjoy interacting with the community and getting to meet people in our community and hearing the good things and the not so good things that are happening in our city.
You should take your granddaughter with you, Roma. She seems to be a nice, good public speaker, too.
Yeah. She's a little politician, I'll tell you.
Well, we're having an interview later on this morning talking about getting the princesses now, you know, the application for the princess pageant, because that's coming up soon as far as the deadline for that. But this will be kind of like your first international festival as mayor, right? I mean, it seems it's been a while since they've had one because of the pandemic.
Yes, it will be the first one this summer. I'm looking forward to it. It's always a great event in the city of Lorain. Brings a lot of people into our community. And it shows people that we are the international city.
Absolutely. Well, Mayor Jack Bradley of Lorain, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
It was my pleasure.
Thanks.